couple of years where we were getting in front of each other and pushing and shoving, theoretically, to the point that we almost collapsed as a community. If you don't know this, because you're new, if you were here back then, you understand what I'm talking about. And yet all that passed. And we went from that little garage to the Spiritual Life Center, where on the first Sunday there were more people than we expected, and we knew we had to build the church soon. Because of your efforts, because of your prayers, because of your hard work, because of your gifts, that God gave you a passion to his house. That's a wonderful present that he gave us. The ability to construct a beautiful church. That is something that we can be proud of. But the work goes on. There's more to do. I see a burden of work inside outside. There's a building that has to be completed. So you have to stay busy. And if you think I'm not supporting you, I am. I'm here. Every week. In some kind of financial way. I'm on your building. I want to see it done. I'm a steward of this parish. I'm not a steward of any other parish in a monetary sense. But this one I am. It's because I want to see it continue to grow, to feel the need of this part of the world. And I see so many people here who I don't even know. Hey, look, I was in the group of eight that said, let's build the church. And then I was in the group of 68 families that started in that little school a couple of miles down the road on Sundays for 3.5 years. And I don't recognize them. That's a good thing. That says one of two things. Either I'm getting old and I just don't remember, which I don't think is the case because I saw many people in line for the Eucharist tonight. And that's why I stood at the Lord of Lords. I wanted to see all of you. To see what we have done in 20 years. I know what I've done. I've been praying. My hair is falling out. I don't walk as good as I did. My back gives me a hard time sometimes. But a joy to see not only my friends and my relatives, but the little ones. They didn't have to come today. Twice. And yet some of them came this morning, I'm sure. And some came tonight. You did it. What's your name, sir? Isaac. Congratulations. My name is Greg. When you come up for my bureau, would you shake my hand, okay? No. It's Christmas. So because we are of Greek descent, some of us, obviously not. But I saw in your weekly bulletin multiple languages. Of course, there are Orthodox around the world that are celebrating tonight with us. There are others who are on a different calendar and are going to celebrate in 13 days. Guess what? 60% of my churches are old calendar. In 13 days, I'm going to celebrate Christmas again. How crazy is that? I might be the only bishop of the 54 in America that has two calendars to deal with. Thank God for customizing this once. We also bring together. Earlier I said that there were packages being delivered. If you're a Carolina Panthers fan, you've got a big one. Not only did we make the playoffs, but we only played the game offensively the last 3 minutes. The defense stopped them 6 times in the red zone. The only reason we won is because we have a defense that is superior. That's a present for us. You know, before the Panthers came here about 25 years ago, I had another opinion. Minnesota Vikings. If you're a Vikings fan, you're dancing right now. We made the playoffs. Before I became the bishop 5 years ago, I was in New Orleans. Guess what? They're in the playoffs. I'm about an hour and 15 minutes from Pittsburgh. We're in the playoffs. I got four teams that are all in the playoffs. I'm going to have a bad game. I hope one of my four teams makes it to the Super Bowl and wins this time. Not like a couple of years ago. But the present that is the greatest present. Until the end. So fix it if it's not. And then once we get this town right, we can go talk to Gastonia. Get that right. That's what the bracket is. And then when North Carolina gets it right, we can talk to South Carolina and to Virginia. When I'm up in Pennsylvania, I say, you know, we've got to get those Ohio people right. Then we can talk peace among ourselves as a country. And then we can talk to Canada and Mexico. And once we get our continent right, then we can move to Europe and to the Middle East and say, let us help you. We struggled too, and we found peace. But unless we do it, my friends, what you see on the news every day is going to get worse. The devil is dancing around because we have abandoned our God. We're here tonight, and I hope you're here because you really want to be here, and that you believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that little boy that was born for us today. But if you're not, get it right. The world is spinning in a dangerous way. I don't want to see any more blood. I've seen enough. I don't want to see people lose their heads. I've seen enough. I don't want to see my burned alive. I've seen enough. Whatever you have to do within your world, do it. So that we can have peace. So that we can express that lust. So that when we are judged on judgment day, we can face the Lord and say, we did our best, Lord. We did our best. Know that I love you. So you know, I call here every night between 9 and 10.